Brothers and sisters, good afternoon. Assalamu alaikum. Our message here is loud and clear to the Prime Minister Tony Blair. We don't want war. And we want our Prime Minister to act like a Prime Minister and don't support Bush unconditionally. Hundreds of thousands of people who are present here are opposed to this war. Trade unions are opposed to this war. And British public is opposed to this war. And I am proud to say that in today's polls, 71% Scots are opposed to this war. And only 1 in 10 Scots support this unjustified and unnecessary war. Tony Blair is elected by the British people. He is accountable and answerable to the British people. And he is not accountable to George Bush. He should support his support for George Bush. And our message to George Bush is that on 11th of September, when emergency services, police and ambulance services were busy in rescuing the people, the victims of 11th of September, the Bush, the brave, was hiding in the bunker. Bush says that United Nations credibility is at stake if they don't act to punish Iraq. I say to the United Nations that United Nations Security Council's credibility is at stake if they bow to Bush, who is a dictator. Bush is the man who says Ariel Sharon is a man of peace, something he does not believe himself. Bush is only interested in two things in the Middle East. The first, he is interested in oil. You will know that Iraq has 100 years of oil reserves and United States of America has only 11 years of reserves and Britain has only 6 years of reserves. So this war is about oil, not about terrorism and dictatorship. Brothers and sisters, we tell Bush that his misconceived war on terrorism cannot be won until Palestinians get justice. Palestinians are fighting for their self-determination and Ariel Sharon is terrorist. He is the man who was involved in the massacre of thousands of Palestinians in Sabra and Shatila camps. And he is the man who was involved in the massacre of Jenin camps. So the message from here is clear. We want justice for the people of Iraq. We want justice for the people of Palestine. And we will oppose this war everywhere. And we stand united against this war. Thank you.